Mr. Vice President, we welcome the report as well as the decision to undertake the next annual study on the status of the rights of the indigenous people worldwide. The systematic Sri Lankan attempts to alter legal, demographic and cultural characteristics of Tamil homeland infringe on the inalienable social, economic and cultural rights of the indigenous Elam Tamil population who are constantly being pushed out of the occupied Tamil Elam. The historic and unique status of Vani region of Tamil Elam, where there is a ratio of one Sri Lankan soldier for four indigenous Elam Tamils, is alarming. The successive Sri Lankan governments in collusion with the military occupation of Tamil land is targeting ancient and archaeological as well as heritage sites, including in the occupied territories of the north and east of the island, resulting in their appropriation, damage or destruction and forced buildings of Buddha's statues in Tamil homeland where there are no Buddhists or Sinhalese. As an occupying force, Sri Lanka is obligated under international humanitarian law and international human rights law to respect Elam Tamils' cultural rights and protect Tamil homeland's historic heritage sites. We urge the expert to closely examine and report on Sri Lanka's violations in this regard, as we urge the international community to protect the indigenous Elam Tamils in occupied Tamil Elam and stop their Sri Lankan colonial activities that aim to erase the indigenous Elam Tamils' identity and narrative to ensure that their right to self-determination is fulfilled. We request the council members to extend 2 years of the OSLAP mechanisms, as also to give technical support to the victims.